in the United States, while the population's gone up about 1/3 in the last 30 years, the number of miles we drive and the number of miles we fly have tripled.
By playing road noise, we're able to test the impacts of the noise alone outside of all the other factors. We're testing whether the increase in road noise decreases their ability to eat quickly. Banding is a great way to investigate the impacts of noise on birds. You can see their body condition, so you can see how fat they are. We can also look at their age and sex ratios. It's kind of a great tool to use to investigate some impacts of road noise. These are called mist nets, and we use them because they're a really fine mesh, and so that when the birds are flying from branch to branch, they don't really see the mesh. As they're flying, they hit the net, and so they're able to get caught in the pocket and stay there safely until we can come around and check the nets and take them out of there. So each pocket can catch birds. These nets. Most of the time, birds are looking for predators and listening for predators. If you take away their ability to listen for predators, they're going to have to increase how much they're looking around. And if you're a bird that's eating seeds off of the ground, but you also need to look up into the sky for predators, you can't do both at the same time. So it's this trade-off between safety and eating.
N1 skull 9 0 0 2 3 1 N.
All right, so I'm gonna stick a band on this bird that has a 9-digit number, so it's gonna uniquely identify this bird for the rest of its life. So if we ever catch it again, we'll know when we caught it, how old it was when we caught it. We're recording the species, age, and sex, and one of the really important measurements we take are the wing and tail measurements. And so by measuring their weight and their wing, then we can figure out how good their body condition is, and that allows us to look at their mass gain over time. All right, ready? She might stay for a second. Look at that. I think she likes you. All right, so now I'm gonna give her a little poof. There you go. If, in fact, they are losing weight, are they losing weight because they're nervous, because they're scared, or is it because this noise is impacting their ability to feed at the same rate that they normally would? Other scientists have discovered that roads are bad for birds. The problem with that is you're not going to go tear out a road to go save a bunch of birds. So what we want to do is find out what parts of the road can we control and change that will help birds while still having roads that, you know, people need. So by applying road noise to this place that has no other differences, we're able to show that, yes, this is the road noise that's causing this. And the great thing about road noise is it's something you can change about the road. So you can change what the road is made out of. You can change the amount of traffic on the road or the speed of those cars moving on the road, and that will limit the amount of road noise and cause less impacts. And it's also good because road noise is something that people don't really like to listen to either. And so it's this great compromise where we can help our neighborhoods by reducing road noise and also help the birds at the same time.